Let's talk about that rally with Scott Nations. We often talk to him when the Fed makes some news, and that was part of the rally today. He's the author of The Anxious Investor, Mastering the Mental Game of Investing. And Scott, Jerome Powell said a lot of negative things about the economy and a lot of things that still left work to be done. But he said a few magical things that led the market to a big rally. What did he say?
He said the Fed's going to slow down when it comes to raising rates, and that's what the market wanted to hear. And, you know, once he said that, it was off to the races.
I felt like, you know, like a compliment sandwich, how you, if you're going to deliver some bad news, you start with good news and you end with good news and you put the bad news in the middle. He did like the reverse of it. He laid out still the challenges. He mentioned that good piece of news in the middle, and then he laid out more challenges. So it seems like the market is ignoring the rest of everything he said, which included some prognostications that they might go higher than maybe they originally thought in September. I mean, it wasn't all roses, out there for him.
It's a little bit like a humble brag, and I think that we're looking past the humble part and we're focusing on the brag part. And the brag part was that while the Federal Reserve is still going to raise interest rates in December, they're going to raise less than he didn't telegraph it. I think he put it up on the Jumbotron. They're going to raise by 50 basis points, not the 75 basis points that the market had expected. And he's now talking about the fact that they're not going to just raise rates blindly. He says they're now starting to look at what at how high they should raise rates, not just that they should continue to raise them. And this is what the market has been waiting for. They've been waiting for some sort of sign that the Fed was going to modulate a little bit, and boy, they got it in spades today.
Right. And I know we still have time until the decision gets made. And of course, it's not just him. It's an entire team of folks that end up making this decision. We still have some important data to come out this week, don't we? I mean, this picture that was painted by the markets today, I mean, things could still turn on a dime. I'm not trying to dispel the rally, but we still could get some bumpy road along the way here.
Well, you're right. And there are a couple of important data points that the market will get before the Federal Reserve meets next on December 13th and 14th. And the first data point we're going to get, and Chairman Powell alluded to this today, and it's the fact that we're going to get the next look at inflation. That's going to be out tomorrow. And the market expects that for the last 12 months, ending in October, inflation rose by 6%. That is still a stratospheric number, but it's lower than the 6.2% number that we had in September. And I think that's the most important number. But we also get the November jobs data. We'll get that on Friday. And so you put those two together, and I think that that's really going to steal the deal for the Federal Reserve.
Right, and that jobs report, we've been talking about this so much, I think people remember, but it's almost upside-down world. No one wants to see massive layoffs, but a cooling down of a jobs number as opposed to something higher than expectations. At least the market views that as a positive thing, and the Fed would at least view that as what they're doing might be having an impact, and they don't need to do it as strongly. Do I have that right?
Very much so. The Federal Reserve has what is famously called a dual mandate. They want to manage to full employment, and they want to manage to price stability. So price stability means inflation. They want inflation of about 2% a year. That means we have some growth in the economy, and they want to manage to full employment. But full employment for the Federal Reserve means about 5% unemployment, and last month it was 3.7%. So there is still tremendous demand that can't be met by employers. They want more employees, they want more workers than they can find. And that is really the reason that we have the inflation that we do right now. And so the Fed is looking at both of those situations, the inflation and the job situation that's causing it.
Right. And not that we should rely or wait for politicians to make decisions, especially since we're looking at some divided government here moving towards 2022 or 2023, which some people see as a good thing, of course. But I know a lot of people are screaming for some immigration reform. And we got about 20 seconds left, Scott. Any thoughts that we might get something or that people are pushing for some immigration reform to get more workers into this country here in the near future?
I think the biggest problem with the job situation, and we just don't have enough workers, is what Chairman Powell talked about, and that's early retirees, people who decided to retire early during the pandemic. And until we can kind of refresh the labor force, we're going to have pressure when it comes to how much it costs to employ somebody.
Right. It could be a lingering problem for sure, regardless of whether there's a recession or not. We get out of it, it's still going to be a problem on the other end of things. Scott Nations, the great author and of The Anxious Investor, Mastering the Mental Game of Investing. If you read that book, you'll love it. Give it 5 stars for sure. We'll talk to him again soon. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks so much.